Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank and praise Thee that Thou hast given us the Bible, and that it is the written word of the living God. Thou hast assured us that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable, and we thank Thee that this is so. We live in a time of conflicting opinions at so many different levels, and there is great confusion. But we thank Thee that in Thy word we have a plain path. We are shown what is right, and Thou dost condemn what is wrong. And Thou dost search our hearts, Thou dost convict us of our sin. But at the same time, Thou dost tenderly provide a way of salvation for sinful men and women and young people. We are assured that all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And we thank Thee for this. And we pray that Thou wilt be with us now, that that same Holy Spirit who inspired the writers of Scripture may be our teacher, opening our hearts to receive the truth and bringing us under its power. For Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. Would you turn with me now to Psalm 27 and verse 4. Psalm 27 and verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. In this ancient poem written by David so many thousands of years ago, we have something which is relevant for us as the people of God and will continue to be until time shall be no more. If you want a resolution, you couldn't have a better one than this one. If you wanted a motto to guide your life, this is surely the one. And so the psalmist speaks of it as the one thing, the thing above everything else, the big thing that controls and governs him and guides him as he goes forward. It's the prayer of a godly person in all ages. Just a word or two about the context. It's quite obvious as you read this 27th Psalm that the psalmist David had been in big trouble and great danger. He speaks of it in the immediate context of the psalm. You'll notice he begins by ascribing light, in other words, understanding, wisdom, the wisdom that comes from God, the wisdom which enlightens our lives and directs us. He ascribes it to the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. And he goes on to ask the question, if that's the case, whom then shall I fear? What is there to be afraid? If God be for us, the Apostle Paul says, who then can be against us? And if we can be sure of that, then we have a glorious heritage indeed. And then he goes on to tell us a little bit of how he came to write this psalm. He's been in danger. He talks about this with the wicked, his enemies. It's not quite clear at which stage in David's life this refers to. I personally think it probably relates to the time when he was hunted by Saul, in danger of losing his life. And you remember he was hunted from one place to another. So until he really reached the point when he said that one day I shall perish at the hands of Saul. In the mercy of God, that didn't happen. And David was speaking rashly when he said that. But he says the wicked had come against him. They came to eat up my flesh. It's almost as if the wicked were like wild animals, a pack of wolves, it may be bears or lions, because of their ferocity. No sense of human compassion, no sense of concern for David, who had done no wrong, really, in the sight of Saul. And yet they came, but they stumbled, and they fell. And David was delivered. And that led him on in verse 3 to speak with assurance. Though an host, an army, a great crowd of people should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear, though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. It's a tremendous statement to make. Whatever dangers may come into our lives, to be able to say, I can face them with confidence. And it's not self-confidence. It's not the brash confidence of a braggart who trusts in his own strength or his own wit and wisdom. It's the confidence of a man who is resting in God. And you may say, how did he get there? How did he arrive at this position of such tremendous confidence? Well, here it is in our text. One thing have I desired of the Lord. It's the confidence of a godly man. So we've got a godly man's prayer and the blessing which comes in answer to the prayer. And that's the way I'd like to look at it this morning with you. First of all, to think about the prayer, and secondly, to think about the blessing that came and does come in response to this particular prayer. So the prayer itself. One thing have I desired of the Lord. There is something, says David, which transcends everything else. A supreme desire which eclipses all other desires. David had many desires, and no doubt he prayed to God about lots of things. You can imagine, if we can take the situation when he was hunted by Saul, or could take the situation when he fled from his kingdom, when Absalom rose in rebellion against him. Well, lots of prayers would have occupied his mind. He would pray for safety. You always do when you're in danger. You ask God to give you safety. You pray for wisdom to handle things wisely, not to make matters worse by rash or foolish actions. You may be praying for loved ones that you're not able to help, people you had to leave behind. When David was hunted by Saul, he became very anxious for his mother and father. And you remember he moved them out of the kingdom because he saw what Saul was capable of. Saul had actually massacred the priest of the Lord for giving help to David. He could be a brutal man when his temper was raised. And we know that there were times when he was under demonic influence. And so it's a situation where, even in spite of all those things, he's got this big thing, this transcendent thing above everything else. And it has to do with his relationship to God. And that relationship to God is running through like a golden thread right the way through this psalm. And you can see it in a number of different places. You can see what enters into David's prayer life at every stage of his life. And it's something that should come into our prayer lives, whatever else we have to pray about, and we have plenty. But, and it's quite right that we should pray about